Why have the gods allowed this? My father has imprisoned me, so that I may never bear the son that is prophesied to overthrow him. Ah, if only the gods would show me some mercy! Wait, what's this? A golden dance of sparks, as if outlining an invisible column? A man's shape is taking form within. And now those golden sparks have left, but the man remains, clad strangely in a golden tunic and the darkest leggings. Who are you? How did you get here? Are you a sorcerer? I'm sorry, your words are strange to me. Do you not speak Greek? What is that thing? Clamshell made out of metal? And when you open it, it sings like a bird. You talk to it, but it doesn't seem to do anything other than make more of those bird noises. Are you upset because it will not talk back to you? Are those sounds it makes not enough? I can talk to you, even if neither of us can understand each other. The only thing I thought I might have understood was something about the instrument of Cronus, which I do not understand. But for now, it seems that we are trapped here with each other. Ah, I see you've noticed that there are no other doors here in the tower. My father has had me imprisoned here for months. The walls of the tower were built around me. What is that in your hand? A talisman? Is that for more magic? You control lightning through that. And the wall, it is glowing with heat and beginning to melt. Oh, but it is bronze and a foot thick. And the entire wall is heating up and it's warm. Too warm. I feel faint. Oh. What happened? I'm on my bed. I must have been taken by the heat. The lightning you wield is mighty, although your power seems to know limits. But who are you? Wait. You have a letter on your tunic. Alpha. It marks you as the greatest, the first among all others. And you control the very power of storms in your hand. You can only be Zeus, king of the gods. Why do you laugh? You recognize your name, at least. You could be no other, especially after how you appeared. I should have known from the beginning. Besides, if you were not Zeus, I would not be so bold in offering you my nubile young body. For what woman would not want to bear the child of a god? Your face is not too far from mine. You're looking down at me in concern. Do I dare try to steal a kiss from a god? Even one as legendarily amorous as yourself? You look surprised, but not displeased. I have boldness and prophecy on my side now. And look, these robes slip off easily enough. That has caught your attention. Oh, I knew it. You are Zeus, and this is how the prophecy is to be fulfilled. Your godly lust and sexual conquests are legend, and I will be your newest victory. I would help you disrobe, but your clothes are far too complicated. I cannot tell how to open them, so I can only watch as you undress. You look hesitant, despite your body's obvious excitement. Let me take your hands and place them over my breasts. Oh, you have strong hands. Although not as rough as I would have expected from someone who wields lightning. but your touch makes me tingle. Such as the summer storms do. Oh. Now you are the bold one, your hands straying from my chest. All over my body and between my... Oh, to be touched by a god this way. Oh, you still do not understand my words, but surely the look in my eyes and the response of my body will tell you how much I want us to join. Just your touch threatens to turn me straight from virgin to whore. While I still have some innocence left in me, take me. Take me, Zeus. Take me as your lover. Oh, yes. Oh, you needed no words to know what I wanted. Now I have the king of Olympus inside me. Oh, may he love to me. My father sought to keep all men from me, but he could not keep it. He could not keep a god away. You enjoy my body, even though I am inexperienced and just a mortal girl. But you treat my body as if I am one of the goddesses you are used to. Oh, you make me feel like a goddess myself. And now, Zeus, I feel the lightning inside me. Oh, yes, Zeus. Oh, yes. Oh, Father Olympus. A woman could not ask for a better first time. Perhaps there could be a second time? Oh, your metal clam sings to you again, and now there is a voice when you open it. It has decided to speak to you again, I see. No, don't look sad. I know you must go. A god's place is in the sky, and mine is here on the ground. Get dressed in your strange garments. As sad as I am to see you go. Thank you. Thank you for that. One last kiss to remember you by. Now the golden sparkles take you away, back to the heavens. You may have left me, Zeus, but I will never forget you.